I want to get right into the Word of God here in Deuteronomy chapter 6. Got quite a bit of reading I want to do, but I want to set the ground for what we need to know today. Let's set the groundwork. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word. The Bible says, "Now these are the commandments and statutes and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither you go to possess it, that thou mayest fear the Lord thy God and to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy sons and thy sons' sons, all the days of thy life, that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel," I want you to take this scripture personally today, "hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God thy Father promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I have commanded thee this day shall in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk to them of them which thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy heart, and thou shalt be as a fortlet between thy eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and upon the gates. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he showeth unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and the house full of all good things which thou fillest not, and the wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full. Then beware, listen, lest thou forget the Lord." This is where our text is coming from. "Which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and shalt swear by his name." Brother Greg Collins, would you ask the blessing on this today? You can be seated. Verse 14. "And ye shall not go after other gods of the gods of the people which are round about you. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you, lest that his anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from off the face of the earth. Ye shall not tempt the Lord thy God, as you tempted him in Massah. Ye shall diligently keep his commandments of the Lord your God, and his testimonies and statutes which he hath commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto thy father. Cast out all thine enemies from before thee, as the Lord has spoken. And when thy son asketh thee in the time to come, saying, what meanest the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God hath commanded you? Then ye shall say unto thy son, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders and great and sore upon Egypt and Pharaoh and upon all his household before his eyes. And he brought us out from thence that he might bring us in to give us the land which he sware unto our fathers, or swore unto our fathers. And the Lord commanded unto us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always, that it might be preserved us alive as it is at this day. Listen now. And it shall be our righteous if our observe to do all the commandments before the Lord our God as he hath commanded us. Here we see Moses exhorting Israel and to hear God and to keep his commandments, which consist of loving him with all their heart. And their commandments is to instruct their children the same way. Today I want to preach a message entitled Two Coats. Two Coats is what I want to preach about today. Two coats before me, an old and a new. Well, I could have either, so what must I do? The first coat was ugly and terribly torn. The other, a new one, had never been worn. The old coat was ugly and not fit to wear. I thought of it often and shed many tears. The first man was earthly and built from the ground. We all bore its image the whole world around. But there was a new one presented to view. So I laid off the old coat and I put on the new. I'll tell you the best thing I ever did do. I laid off the old coat and I put on the new. I'll tell you the best thing I ever did do. I laid off the old coat and I put on the new. I'll tell you the best thing I ever did do. I laid off the old coat and I put on the new. Today I'm going to tell you, we're going to have to make a decision before you leave here today about two coats. You see this old coat and how it's tattered and torn. I want you to look at it and realize that if you're living in sin, this is the coat that you got on. This is the coat, if you're living in sin, that you got on. The Bible tells us here in verse 12, Then beware lest thou forget the Lord which thou brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. We need not to forget how God has delivered us out of the land of bondage. Now I'm going to tell you something. Just because you get saved doesn't mean that you ain't never going to have a problem. See, when you're not saved, you're not on the devil's radar too much. You already belong to him. You are his child. You are doing his bidding, and you're wearing his clothes. You might not like that this morning. You're either living for God or you're living for the devil. You're either trusting God wholly or you're trusting Him half-heartedly and letting the devil put the old coats upon you that brings you down in life. Now, I'm telling you, after I got saved, the devil has tried to feed me lies all the time. He's constantly feeding me lies, trying to make me doubt what God has done in my life. He's constantly trying to put an old coat upon me. He's trying to put doubt and fear up on me and trying to wrap me in His clothing. But I'm glad for the blood of Jesus, amen, that has covered all my sins, amen. He can come with his dirty coat all he wants to, but I put on a new coat, amen, that I don't have to worry about. My sins are covered by the blood of the Lamb. It doesn't matter what the devil tries to do. I'm glad I'm covered, amen, by the blood. But we can't forget, over in Proverbs 3:1, he says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments." Let thine heart keep my commandments. I don't know if you've looked over the commandments lately, but the Bible is full of commandments. We think about the Ten Commandments over in Exodus chapter 20. And then you think about that, and well, I think I'm keeping the Ten Commandments. There's more than Ten Commandments. Now, we're talking about the Mosaic Law. Yes, there were Ten Commandments there. And it does list them down through there. And we still need to be keeping those commandments even today. But there's more to it than that. It takes a walk with Christ. We need to walk with Christ daily. I'm not working my way to heaven. I'm glad my sins are under the blood. I'm glad there's a place in heaven for me. But I must keep the Ten Commandments. I must keep all of God's commandments that He may be honored with my life. Over in Exodus chapter 20, verses 2 through 17, explains to us about the Mosaic Law that was the commandments of God. When He said, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me," that we shouldn't worship graven images. Did you realize that we are guilty of those very things in our life? If you put something before God, that is a graven image. If you put something before God, it's a graven image. I'm telling you today, we need to put God first in our life, that He may be honored with our life. We don't need to forget what God has done for us. Over in Psalms 119, verse 16, he said, "I will delight myself in thy statutes, and I will not forget thy word." Do you feel that today? Have you forgotten God's word this week? I wonder, have you read God's word this week? Have you been so busy with work and activities and things you want to do that you've neglected the word of God? I'll tell you what, no matter how busy my schedule is, I want to start my day with the word of God. And as I go along through the day and the devil's pressing down upon me, I like to get somewhere and get the word of God and begin to read a verse or two. Why? Because it speaks to my spirit, and I'm reminded what it means to me in my life, and it reminds me about that old coat. I ain't part of that no more. I don't want nothing that the devil has, but I want to wear the clothes of God, amen. And I'm going to tell you this morning, it ain't about wearing a suit that makes you a child of God. It ain't about wearing a tie that makes you a child of God. It ain't about wearing a dress that makes you a woman of God. I tell you what it is. It's a pure heart before God that makes you a child of God. A person that has trusted God with their whole heart and the blood has been applied, that's what it's about. It ain't about the clothes you got on. I believe we ought to dress modest. I believe we ought to honor God. If God has blessed you with something good to wear, if He's blessed you with a brand new pair of blue jeans, you ought to wear them. If He's give you a nice, good, brand new pair of tennis shoes, you ought to wear them. Give you something that's blessed your life, you ought to honor God with it, amen. That you can bless Him with it. I get so sick of this I can't even think of the word, legalism right now. When they talk about you can't serve God unless you do this or do that and wear this or wear that, act this way or do that this way. If you'll seek God with your whole heart, God will bless your life. It ain't about what you got on your back. I believe you should be covered up. I don't think you should come in the house of God half naked. I sure don't want to look at you, and nobody else wants to look at you, whether you're a man or a woman. I think if we're walking with God and honoring God, we'll know what to do in our life and how to dress. And we ought to dress in a way that would honor God. If you put something on and you feel like, I don't know if this is offensive or not, I'd take it back off and hang it up and not wear it. Paul talked about eating meat one time. He said, if it offend my brother to eat meat, I wouldn't eat meat in front of me if it offended him, whether it's right or wrong. If me wearing a suit all the time out in a public place offended my brother, I wouldn't wear it around him. Why? Because I know it offend him. But I'm telling you this morning, we need to seek God with our whole heart. We need to figure out which coat we're wearing. Whether you're wearing the coat of God or the coat of the devil. Because there's going to come a day when we're going to stand before a holy God and give an answer for all the deeds that's been done in the body, whether they be good or whether they be evil. We will answer to God for what we've done. Psalms 9:17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Think about the United States. I love the United States. I've been in foreign countries, and they ain't a worse feeling when you step off into foreign soil. You can just feel like, I'm not safe anymore. I'm out of my country. Something could happen. I saw just this week a reunion of an American that got to come home that had been a prisoner for over 2 years. And he got to come home to his family. And when I went on a mission trip, I thought, you know what could happen? While I was out on this mission trip, they could have come right in and arrested us for preaching the gospel. I could still be in that jail right now. And there wasn't nothing you all could do about it. But I'm glad for America. I thank God for the stripes. I thank God for the stars. I'm glad, I'm proud to stand here with this flag and honor this flag and call it my home. I'm thankful for the United States of America. And I'm not only thankful for that, but I'm thankful for what this cross represents, the Christian flag. I'm proud to be a Christian. I'm not ashamed of what this represents. I want people to know that I'm a child of God and that I will stand for what's right, that I will not compromise, that I will not put on the devil's garments. I will not drink the devil's puke. I will not go to the place that the devil wants me to go to. I will honor God in my life. Amen. And that's what we should want. What coat are you wearing today? Not only do we need not to forget, we must not be afraid, and we must fear the Lord. I thought we weren't supposed to be afraid of the Lord. There's a godly fear that we need to fear. Verse 13, the Bible says, thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and shall swear by his name. He's telling the children of Israel here, we need to stand for the Lord, but we also need to honor him. We need to fear him. He's not your bro. He's not your buddy. He's not your hanging partner. I saw some things on Facebook that disturbed me badly. And you say, I don't know about Facebook. I try to use Facebook as a positive tool to honor God. Can I step off in that for just a minute? Because we're all that in the social media are using Facebook. You ought to be careful about Facebook. You ought to figure out which coat that you're wearing when you're in Facebook. A lot of people use Facebook to hide behind. It's a coward's throne. You ought to, if you're going to go on Facebook, you ought to put something positive on there. You ought to tell about the goodness of God. It's a great platform to witness for the Lord. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people looking at Facebook. This is the world that we live in. Wouldn't you want to put something on there that honors God? Awful quiet in here now. But I like to use those tools, and I like to honor God with those tools. I don't get into debates. I don't get into arguments. I don't cast my pearls before the swine. I try to honor God in everything that I'm doing. But I fear the Lord. Why? Because I'm not going to do those things because I don't want to bring him down before the world. I want the people to see that He's alive in my life. He's moving in my life. And that I'm happy in the Lord. I don't care how bad my day is. I want people to know there's joy in serving Jesus, no matter how bad it is. So we must have a godly fear. A godly fear means to be reverent, to honor, and to respect the Lord. We need to respect Him. Psalms 19:9, the fear of the Lord is clean, and doing forever for judgment of the Lord, and true and righteous altogether. It's good. A good fear is good. Proverbs 1:7 says, the fear of the Lord, listen, is the beginning of knowledge. But the fool despises wisdom and instruction. We see a lot of that, don't we? Proverbs 15 tells us, better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasures and trouble therewith. Now I'm going to tell you what, especially you young people, the devil going to tell you how fun it is. And for a little while, it's going to be fun. Oh, you're going to enjoy it. Maybe you got saved and you wavered away on God and you just got your eyes off the cross. And the devil's offered you another coat, wants you to wear it for a while. And you kind of strayed away and you've been letting the devil sort of slip it on you just a little bit here and a little bit there. And you've been compromising a little bit. You're still wearing the new coat you got, but you're starting to put the old one back on. It's getting awful quiet in here. And you're starting to put on the things that the devil's wanting you to do. I know I ain't the only one. Brother Jake, I've been in some stuff I shouldn't have been in as a child of God. But I'm glad for the chastisement of the Lord. You know what that means? It's like when mommy and daddy loves you. And you get out of line, they'll tan your hide for you when you get out of line. And the Lord is the same way. You go to putting on this stuff and getting out of the will of God, He'll straighten you out. He will get your attention one way or the other. But His job is to try to slip you up all He can. And He's trying to put this stuff on you. And I know we look good this morning. We're happy to be here. But this is what the devil's got for you this week. And he's got your name on. This used to have a name on it. Did have mine on. I took it off. Had a name patch right there. That's what the devil likes to do, is put your name back on this coat and strap it right back on you so he can rob the joy in your life. Am I preaching to anybody this morning? He wants to rob you of joy this morning. He wants you to not fear God. He wants you to live like a devil and do everything you want to do and say you're a child of God so it brings reproach unto the name of the Lord. Proverbs 10:27 says, the fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. And you can live any way you want to live, and you can do anything you want to do, but I promise you there's coming a payday for that very thing. Number three, we need to keep His commandments. Another portion of Scripture says His commandments are not grievous. They're not hard if you'll follow Him. Get your eyes on Him and follow Him. It's not hard. What makes it hard is when you do it your way. When God's saying go this way, but you really want to go that way. The devil said, look how good this looks. Go that way, right there, go that. And the Lord said, no, you need to go this way. And it's a battle back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And that's why, because you're getting your eyes on the old way. I wonder what it would be like just for a day or two. Maybe just a day or two. Let's go that way. Oh, yeah, that's what you want. Go ahead. You say, well, it won't matter. You know, pastor's not here, and the people of the church, they're not here. And, man, I go to church all the time, and I try to do what's right, and I try to be a good Christian, but you know, I don't know if all that's for me or not. And you know, they's telling me down the road that, you know, at their church they don't do that kind of stuff. They got away from that old stuff, and now they're doing this new modern worship. And you know what? Maybe I could do that, and I wouldn't feel so bad. And I could you know, just live any old way, because I work with these people. And they live like devils, but they go to church down. You know, they seem like they're happy. And the whole time the devil's saying, yeah, Yeah, that's it. That's it. And he's putting it on you. You don't even realize it. I'm not against all these big mega churches, and I hope they're winning people for God. But I'll tell you what, when you take the blood out of it, I don't want none of it. When you take Jesus out of it and the true Word of God out of it, I don't want none of it. I want what thus saith the Word of God. I want the pure thing. I want the right thing. I want to live with the Lord. I want my life to honor Him so He'll be pleased with my life. John 14 says, Jesus answered and said unto them, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him, if he keeps my word. You know, maybe you're here this morning and you'd say, Brother Gary, I just can't seem like I feel the Lord anymore. My joy is gone. I really don't want to be at church, and I really had to make myself come this morning, and I really just don't want to be here. It's because you have listened to the devil. Every day, every night this week, we've got up and went to revival, and I've come in from work dragging. I was so tired. I thought, if I could just lay down for just a few minutes, it'd be awesome. If I could, and the Lord said, you need to go to revival. But Lord, I'd love to just lay down for. And He said, go to revival. And I said, okay, Lord, I'm going. And I get up and go, and all of a sudden my strength would come back to me. And the Lord show up in revival, and I'd shout to victory, amen. I forgot all about being tired. Why? Because me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. Maybe you can't go to revival. That's fine. But if you can, I would. It's a blessing if you can go. I like to be about the Lord's work. I like to do His work. And I love to keep His commandments. Have I kept every one of them? I sure haven't. John 15, 12, 13, and 14 says this. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friend. And ye are his friends if you do whatsoever I command you. His commandments are not grievous, church, but we have made them grievous. We have compromised with the world. We have said yes to the devil, no to the Lord. And the Lord just keeps backing up because we keep saying no. And your life just keeps getting harder and harder because you keep saying no. And you may say, I'm a good person. I don't do nothing wrong. I'm healthy. My family's healthy. Everything's going great. What do I need the Lord for? There's going to come a day when you're going to need Him. Now this morning, I want to tell you something. You're either wearing one of these or the other. You're either wearing this one or this one. I ain't wearing neither one. Yeah, you are. There's no in between. This is real life right here. We've got to remember, church, the prices that have been paid so you and I could choose which one. I'd rather be on the right side of God than the wrong side. I'd rather be a friend to God, a son, a joint heir, than an alien and an enemy to God. You're either one or the other this morning. I wonder today, if the Lord was to come, which one of these coats are you wearing this morning? When the Lord gave me this message, I said, Lord, that's a tough one. It's going to be hard on the people. He said, preach it. And that's why I brought it to you this morning. You're wearing one coat or the other. There's two coats before you, an old and a new. You can have either. So which one will you choose? It's up to you this morning. You can live for God and be blessed, or you can live for the devil and be cursed. I'm hoping the Lord let me preach that message for too long about the curses of God. That's another tough one. I'd rather have God's blessings than the curse of God upon my life. He told the children of Israel, we have got to honor God. Do not forget where He's brought you from. He's brought you out of the land of bondage. Rejoice and praise Him because He has brought you out instead of living in doubt and fear and pouting all the time that life is so bad when you already have the victory. You know why I know? I read the back of the book and you win in the end. And I'm right there with you. We're winning in the end. But we live like we're defeated. We live like we're defeated. I wonder this morning, which coat are you going to wear? Which coat will you wear this morning? Which coat have you been wearing this week? You don't have to answer. You already know in your heart. Well, I've tried. I've tried to live for God. Did you forget what God did for you? He said He had a storehouse full of blessings if you would come to Him today. In the next few moments, you're going to answer a question that could be the deciding factor of eternity. Wow, we're just here, Brother Gary. It's Sunday morning. There'll be more Sundays. I'm sure there's people in hell right now that thought the same thing. There'll be another Sunday. I'll get to try again. I'll think about it then. I'll make a decision then. One day we'll stand before God and He'll say, remember when my man stood and told you to choose which coat and you turned it away. I have been so burdened the last 2 weeks. My heart has been broke because of the people that have come into this church and left lost without God. And I beg God, please give them another chance, Lord. Bring them back one more time and I'll preach to them, Lord. I'll tell them how bad hell is. Please, Lord, let them come back. And you're back. So I've got to tell you this morning, you've got to choose in the next few moments. My blood, your blood is not going to be on my hands when we leave here today. As the pianist comes this morning, I'm fixing to get the blood off of my hands back onto yours. Because you're going to make a decision. I'm not making it. You're going to end the service today. Brother CT has said that all week long and it's resonated in my heart. You're the one going to dismiss this service today. Because it's going down in the record book. Which coat? Will it be this one or this one? Your choice today. Let's all stand with our heads bowed and our eyes closed.